pull up a chair. This was the signature catchphrase of Vin Scully, the longtime sports broadcaster of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team, who died this week at age 94. He always began by saying, pull up a chair, which meant that when Vin Scully announced a game, he was telling you a story as it happened. A lifelong devout Catholic, Vin Scully's life as an announcer overlapped with being an evangelist. The gospel is, of course, before all else, an announcement of good news. The gospel is a news report about some life-altering event that has already happened. Jesus wins it. Evangelization means announcing what has already happened so that it can happen again in us, in every heart, in every age. And so every evangelist is an announcer who invites others to pull up a chair and to listen to what Jesus has done, is doing for us and in us. In an interview, Vin once shared that there are so many good things about the church, but this might be the most essential thing I've learned from it, the importance of continual communication with God. That's what all the kneelers, candles, incense, stained glass windows, holy water, and other things are about, directing our minds and hearts to God. Evangelists communicate the way home to God. It's why we gather each week, announce the gospel, and celebrate the Eucharist. If Severna Park is our city, and St. John's is our stadium, then the altar is our home plate, where our sacred game of heavenly play, the liturgy, begins and ends and begins again. Each week in our lives, our families, our workplaces, we run the bases, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, rounding, but eventually God calls us back home to the altar. Mass is the celebration of God bringing us safely home once again. The Orioles trading away Trey Mancini last week is only a painful reminder that in this life, none of us are ever finally home. We are all strangers and aliens on Earth, seeking a homeland, not a birdland, but a homeland. God has prepared a city for us that is not Severna Park or Baltimore or even Houston, which is Trey's new team. Even this stadium, St. John's, and this altar, even these will pass away. All the while, however, the liturgy prepares us for this city with foundations whose architect and maker is God, forming us to desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. In order to communicate all of this well, a good announcer needs to be an expert at paying attention. Paying attention isn't always easy because baseball isn't always the most fun sport to watch. It's slow, boring, routine, interrupted by occasional bursts of action. You know, when you put it that way, baseball may seem a lot like prayer in mass at times. We gather, process, confess, sing, read scripture, recite creeds. Why don't we just skip right to the consecration and communion? It's because consecration is the climax of a whole story that needs to be announced again and again. It's also why we should avoid leaving Mass still in the eighth inning, even though the main action maybe has already passed. The richness of life, like liturgy, is not only experienced in epic moments, because even the ordinary and the slow and the boring times of life matter. Sometimes I think we obsess over trying to make prayer and Mass less boring, when the question that God seeks an answer in us through prayer is not, am I bored, but am I ready? Am I ready to receive him when he comes? When you're out playing right field and no ball seems to be coming to you, the coach doesn't care if you're bored. He only cares that you're ready. And so being bored is no excuse for not being ready. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Are you ready to catch the Lord when he comes? Prayer and worship is our means of being prepared, vigilant, and on your toes about life, even when nothing seems to be happening. The gospel says something has happened and will happen. Jesus says to his disciples, "You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Once asked about an injured player, whether he'd be in the starting lineup, Vin Scully observed, "He's listed as day to day. Aren't we all?" Reflecting on his faith growing up, Scully once shared that being Irish, being Catholic, from the first day I can remember, I was told about death. Death is a constant companion in our religion. You live with it easily. It's not a morbid thought. That has given me the perspective that whatever I have can disappear in 30 seconds. And being out on the road as much as I am, I realize I am killing the most precious thing that I have, time. You never know how much of it you have left. Scully once remarked, "It's a mere moment in a man's life between an all-star game and an old-timer's game." Scully experienced that fragility of time firsthand. He once wrote, "When my wife, Joan, died in 1972 at the age of 35, I was devastated, as were our children. We didn't stop praying, though. The worst thing you can do in times of trial is to stop praying. The tough moments are when you need God the most. He's always there and more than happy to give us his help. We need only ask for it." The most appropriate prayer in the face of both great tragedy and great joy is always silence. Great announcers and evangelists know the power and the necessity of silence. It was one of Vin Scully's greatest gifts as an announcer. For long stretches of time on air, he knew when to remain silent. In this way, his work became prayer, patiently yielding and attending to the given moment. One such moment happened on April 8th, 1974, when Henry Aaron stepped to the plate. After hitting his 715th home run, Scully stood up and went to the back of the booth and took a sip of coffee. He returned to the mic and said, "What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, particularly Henry Aaron." That marvelous moment would not have made sense, the climax of a great career, had he not been patiently watching and waiting for the whole story. In game one of the 1988 World Series, when the Dodgers' Kirk Gibson came in off the bench while still injured to pinch hit in the bottom of the ninth, the game-winning walk-off home run, Scully sat silently for over a minute before delivering his now iconic line, "In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened." Late into his career, well into his 80s, in what became an annual ritual, Dodgers fans would await Scully's announcement of his return to another year in the broadcasting booth. And when Scully finally announced his retirement in 2016, the poet laureate of baseball stated, "Don't be sad that it's over. Smile because it happened. Don't be sad that it's over. Smile because it happened." Every evangelist is an announcer, and the gospel is a reason to smile. The joy and privilege of the evangelist is getting to announce that something so improbable, the impossible, has happened. That Jesus Christ, who suffered death and was buried, has been raised from the dead and is alive. He has pulled up a chair and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, and will return to us again at an hour none of us can expect for a new season. When he comes, may he find us ready and in attendance, with our heads and hearts directed home. Now go and announce the gospel of the Lord.